I got married late in life. I was 45. I had some issues. I was enjoying those issues quite a bit, as I recall. When I was single, I had married friends. I would not visit their homes. I found their lives to be pathetic and depressing. Now that I'm married, I have no single friends. I find their lives to be meaningless and trivial experiences. In both cases, I believe I was correct. Whichever side of marriage you're on, you don't get what the other people are doing. I can't hang out with single guys. If you don't have a wife, we have nothing to talk about. You have a girlfriend? That's wiffle ball, my friend. You're playing paintball war. I'm in Afghanistan with real loaded weapons. Married guys play with full clips and live rounds. This is not a drill. Single guy sitting on a merry-go-round blowing on a pinwheel. I'm driving a truck full of nitro down a dirt road. You single guys here tonight looking at me, hey, Jerry, what if I want to be a married guy like you? What do I got to have if I want to be a married guy? I'll tell you what you got to have. You better have some answers, buddy. You better have some answers for that woman. Women have a lot of questions. Their brains are strong, active, and on high alert at all times. You're sleeping. She's researching. The female brain is cooking all the time. The female brain is one of the most competent and capable organs in all of the biological universe. Girl power. You're goddamn right. There's nothing the female brain cannot do. It will solve all problems of Earth and life. Having completed that, it will move on to the hypothetical. Theoretical situations that may or may not occur. The female needs to know how you might respond. If you faked your own death and I found out about it, what would you say then? What are we talking about now? Oh, I dreamt the whole thing last night, so don't deny it. Being married is like being on a game show and you're always in the lightning round. I went out and bought a game show podium. I set it up in my living room. I wake up in the morning. I stand behind the podium, try and answer all my wife's questions and get on with the goddamn day. I got a hand button clicker. I'll take movies I think we saw together for $200. My wife, of course, is the returning champion from last week. I'll take details of a 10-minute conversation we had at 3 o'clock in the morning 8 years ago. And I would like to bet everything I have on that, Alex. I'm going for the win right here. The husband, of course, never has a clue. I'm sorry, sir, you did not win the weekend sex package or the guilt-free televised sporting event. Thank you for playing. Are you even listening to me? And don't forget to take that big bag of garbage with you on your way out of the studio. One of the things I did not know before I got married, that I found out after I got married, is that every single day of my married life, I would be discussing the tone in my voice. I was not aware, as a single man, that I so often speak in the incorrect tone. I thought it was a marriage, apparently it's a musical. I walk around the house, one of those round black Glee Club things. How about that one? Am I getting closer? It's your tone. My tone. Yes, your tone. What's wrong with my tone? I don't like your tone. What do you want me to do? You better change your tone. Ever heard that? And women are correct, as they always are. The male tone changes over the course of the relationship. In the beginning, as the male pursues the female in the courting or flirting phase, we speak two octaves higher. We raise our voice two octaves. We talk like this in the beginning. Because Chinese food or Italian sounds great. Maybe we'll take a drive or go for a walk. My actual speaking voice that I am using right now to communicate with you is not welcome in my house. That's why I'm out here talking to you. Do you think that I talk like this in my house with this authority? The little edge in my voice, you think I speak like that in my house? I do not. If I walked into my own house, which I paid for, by the way, not relevant, just wanted to mention it. If I said like this, if I said, I gotta get something to eat. If I said it like that, first of all, any guy I know would say, eat whatever the hell you want. I don't care what you eat. Any woman will say, why are you yelling at me? I'm not yelling. I'm just hungry. And then the fight breaks out. And when the fight breaks out, now you're whitewater kayaking. You got a plastic helmet on. You're going under. You're popping up. Just keep paddling. That's when the woman's tone of voice changes. Yes, the women are included in this too. All women at some point in every argument with the man like to imitate the voice of the man. In the amazing organizational system that women have, they have all somehow worked out to do the same impression. You always say, oh no, I can't do things like that. That's not what I said I was gonna do. You said I might go, you say definitely go. Oh, I don't think that I feel comfortable. You go, oh, wait, your friends. We go with your friends, not like my friends. My friends, you say, oh, I don't think that I could feel. Who the hell is this guy? Where did you see this guy? I never heard anyone talk like this. That's because you don't hear yourself. You should hear how you sound. You go, oh, I don't think, I don't. It reminds me of that Lollipop Guild guy. Just say, oh, just the Lollipop Guild.
Watch Jerry Seinfeld in 23 Hours to Kill, only on Netflix.